ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाकृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। We have completed fourth chapter. Before going to fifth chapter, we will see what happened so far, because based on that only fifth chapter begins with a question of Arjuna. Arjuna surrendered to the Lord, declaring his ignorance, his confusion, his delusion. Karpanya dosho pahada svabhavaha prichamitva dharma sammudha cheta yasreyasya nishchitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shatimam tvam prapannam. I am deluded with regard to dharma and adharma. I surrender to you, kindly guide me towards the highest good of human life, shreyas. Bhagavan began his teaching by telling Ashochyan Anmashochastvam Prajnavadamcha Bhashase Gatasun Agadasuncha Na Anushochanti Pandita. Panditaha Na Anushochanti. Intelligent people, wise people will not have any grief in their life. And he showed that Atma Ajnanam is the only cause of sorrow in life. Knowing oneself as Nityaha, Sarvagataha, Ajaha, Akarta is called Atmajnanam. And Atmajnanam, knowing oneself as Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swabhavaha, is the solution for sorrows in life. Najayate Mriyate Va Katachite Nayam Bhutva Bhavita Vana Bhuyaha Ajo Nitya Shashvatoyam Puranaha Na Anyate Hanyamane Sharire Nitya Sarvagata Stanuhu Achaloyam Sanatanaha Ityadi. So Atma is a conscious entity. It is an all-pervasive entity. It cannot move, therefore it cannot do any action. Since it is Sarvagataha, it doesn't have any decay also. And Atma Jnanam will be in the form of a clear wisdom that Prakrute Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvashaha Ahankara Vimudhatma Kartaham iti manyate. If you by heart memorize this Gita, then you will enjoy this class. Otherwise, it will be a most boring class. But I cannot avoid this class. Entire four chapters I am trying to summarize here. Prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. All transactions happen at physical and mental levels. And I, the Atma, as a witness, guna guneshu vartante, this body-mind complex transacts with the external world. Both happen to be trigunatmika, maya, prakriti's product. So aham sarvagataha akarta abhokta. By this knowledge, a jnani is free from all actions. Namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spruha Itimam yo abhijanati karma bhir nasabhadyate. Bhagavan told, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashaha. Even though I am involved in a great actions like srishti, sthiti, samhara, still I am not bound by these actions, because I know that I don't have anything with regard to the actions. So the jnani also knows that I am sarvagata atma. Even though I am present in all actions, but I don't do any act like an akasha, like space. Space is related to every action. All actions happen in space only, but space cannot be the cause for any bad action or good action. So therefore Bhagavan told, karmanya karmaya paschet akarmani cha karmaya sa buddhiman manushyeshu sa yukta krishna karma krut. One who sees action in inaction, one who sees inaction in action, he is a wise man. 2 hours he dealt this one shloka. Then he told, karmanya bhipravruttopi naiva kinchit karoti saha abhipravruttaha karmani api. Even though he is intensely involved in various types of activities, naiva kinchit karoti saha, not an iota of action he will do. So it is like a bank cashier who counts lot of money, cash, 100 rupees, 500 rupees. Even though he counts all the money, he doesn't have one naya paisa in his pocket. He cannot take it. Similarly, jnani also transacts with the entire creation, but he doesn't own anything. Such a jnani is called vidvat sannyasi. Sannyasi by knowledge, not by lifestyle. Sannyasa by knowledge. He is a sannyasi. Sa buddhiman manusheshu sa yuktaha krishna karma krutu. He is an intelligent man. If jnani is an intelligent man, Bhagavan want to say what? All others are dash dash dash. And he is yuktaha, integrated person, krishna karma krutu. Whatever has to be done in this human life, he has fulfilled that. So we think that if we construct one house for our children, if you give our children in marriage, so we think that our work is over. Bhagavan says, unless you gain Atma Jnana, your work is not over. You have not started at all your work. Krishna Karma Krithi. Jnana Agni Dagda Karmanam Tamahu Panditam Udaha. Intelligent people, wise people, consider him as a wise man. Who is he? Jnana Agnina Dagda Karmanam. He has burnt all his Punya Karma or Papa Karma by knowledge. He is called Jnana Karma Sanyasi, Yoga Sanyasta Karmanaha, like that various names have been given. Gaining this knowledge is the ultimate end of human pursuits. In Vedantic language it is called Atma Jnanam or Jnana Karma Sanyasaha or Vidvat Sanyasaha, etc. But if you go to Bhakti scriptures, they will tell Parabhaktihi, Naishtiki Bhaktihi, Ekanta Bhaktihi, Jnana Yukta Bhaktihi, like that. They will tell all have one meaning, what it is, knowing oneself in reality. And this jnani who has known himself in reality is called Parabhaktaha Vidvat Sanyasi, a free person while living. He is a Jivan Muktaha. Jivan Muktaha means what? Jivan Api Muktaha. Anything which has a life is not free. It is bounded by time and space. Any life in the creation is not free. It is limited by time and space. Death comes in the form of limitation of time, and space means that form. If it is here, it is not there. If I am here in this room, I am not in America. Like that, every living being is limited by time and space. But as far as Atma Jnani is concerned, Jivan Mukta is concerned, he is free while living. Prajahati yata kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmaneva atmana tushtaha. So he is a happy person, first thing. Not because of external achievements he is happy person. Because he is there, therefore he is happy person. There is nothing need for him to be happy. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sa shanti mapnoti na kama kami. Other than this jnani, nobody can be happy in this world. That is a unanimous judgment by scriptures and by Gita also. And till date, that is the judgment in the sadhus community. Everybody tries to be happy, but nobody can be happy if they get away from the Lord. If they get away from this knowledge, nobody can be happy. And whatever happy moments we happen to have in our life is a gap in between two sorrows. You used to get water once in a week. So suddenly you get once in 3 days. So you'll be happy naturally.
compared to the water scarcity which you used to have weekly once, now you have 3 days once. Understand? Similarly, all the worldly happiness are abhasa, ananda abhasaha, not ananda. Because anything you name in this creation, immediately Vedanta will point out that it is either potentially unhappy, dukkha, potentially it is there, now bomb is there, you think that it is ball. One bomb is there, a child thinks that it is a ball, nice ball. So the child keeps in his packet. Same thing we all do. Bomb in the form of spouse, bomb in the form of children, bomb in the form of bank balance, everything. There is a bomb. When it will explode, Bhagavan only knows. So Bhagavan says, you keep the bomb, but defuse that fire capacity. There will be something which ignites that fire. You remove that, it is Bhuswana. Make that bomb as Bhuswana. Bhuswana they call. By that knowledge. So, he is a happy man, na kama kami. A person who has desires out of ignorance can never be happy, whereas jnani is apurya manaha achala pratishtaha. He is like ocean. Ocean is anandakaraha. Similarly, jnani also will be not only possessor of ananda, he will be the distributor of ananda. And everybody can approach, like everybody can approach the ocean, everybody can approach. Just because everybody can approach, the ocean cannot be taken for granted because it is deep also. You can play a little bit only. Similarly, jnani also, even though he is a simple man, he is very deep. And he is a treasure house of so many worthy things, like ocean is a treasure house of so many worthy things. Similarly, jnani also. So, lot of comparison is there. Bhagavan compares there. Then he says, naiva tasya kritenartha na akritena eka kashchana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kashchidarthavya pashayaha. Not a single entity in this creation can command him to do anything. Because he has nothing to do with them, nor he is missing just because not doing by that action. So, naiva tasya kritenartha. By doing, he is not going to gain anything. By not doing, also he is not going to lose anything. Therefore, asya sarva bhuteshu kashchit artha vipashayaha nasti. Nothing is there for him to gain. Yadricha labha santushtaha dvandvatito vimatsaraha. If you ask how he will live, where he will live, what he will eat, Bhagavan says, yadricha labha santushtaha. If humanity can take care of an ordinary coconut tree, will not take care of this jnani. Why we pour coconut tree water? Because it gives at least 1000 rupees worth of coconut. We are not taking care of our children. We are not taking care of our parent. We put our parent in the old age home, we put children in the cool home. But we take care of coconut tree, dog like that. So why? Because it gives something which they are not able to give. Simply Bhagavan says, Edricha Lava. World will take care of them and world will bow to them and take care of them. So what is the glory of this knowledge, benefit of this knowledge? Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitramiha vidyate. Yajnatva na punarmoham evam yasasi pandava. Hey Arjuna, you will never get delusion, confusion. There will not be a situation in your life that you will have confusion or delusion. Evam jnatva punaha moham na yasasi. So sarva moha nashaha, then sarva papa nashaha, apichetasi papyebhyaha sarvebhyah papakrittamaha sarvam jnana plavenaiva vrijinam sansarishyasi. Even if you have that idea that I have done so many things wrong in my childhood, in my youthhood, if you have that guilt also that you are a Nobel Prize winner with regard to sinning, still you can get away from that guilt consciousness. Apichetasi papyebhyaha sarvebhyaha papakrittamaha sarvam jnana plavenaiva sansarishyasi. All types of guilt will go and all types of karma nashaha happens. Jnanagni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. Then more than all other benefits, one excellent benefit will be there, sarvatma bhavaha. He will never neglect anyone in this creation. In your life, all will have a place. All you can accommodate everyone in your life. Whether the person is cantankerous or poisonous or cheating one, still you love them. Knowingly that they are cheating, knowingly they are cantankerous, still you will love them, you will not reject them. Because according to your wisdom, according to the wisdom of the jnani, that nothing excludes me, I include everything in the creation. All our unhappiness, suspicion and anxiety all because of this Veda Bhava only. Only 3-4 people I can love, I can trust. Once I come away from even the apartment gone, opposite neighbor, is he terrorist or not, I don't know. So I am always suspicious about him and I have anxiety about his transaction. So all these problems will not be there for the jnani. He can roam like Swami Vivekananda, he can roam the entire world without knowing any language. He can learn their language and halfway also he can manage. And if you study Swami Vivekananda's life, you will come across varieties of people, very intelligent people, very idiotic people, people with a lot of good character and people with least character. With all of them, this person Swami Vivekananda was at home. And there is an incident, very beautiful incident. He used to sit evening hours in a park and one lady used to take her child going for market. It's a daily affair. Then that lady thought, this person is sitting daily in the same place and reading silently something. So somehow she got some trust. She asked Swamiji, can you take care of this child as long as I come back? Then Swamiji told, okay, yes, I will take care. Then she used to leave the child. Who is this man? We don't know. These are all big things in Western culture. Western culture, they won't believe even husband and wife. There is the question of giving child to another person. So mistrust is very natural there. And he is from another country. His very color will show that he is not American. So the child he is to take care of. And the child was telling afterwards. And within 1 week they became very much friendly. And the child could not forget Swami Vivekananda. Imagine. Just 2-year-old child. And the same Swami Vivekananda was comfortable with the Ingersoll scientist people. So a jnani is a happy person in any situation. Now the question comes, how to gain this knowledge? Bhagavan told, this knowledge is not for everyone. Immediately everyone cannot gain this knowledge because any knowledge requires certain qualifications. Now, if you want to study about atomic theory, you have to prepare yourself. Then only you will be given admission into Indian Institute of Science. Otherwise, directly you cannot go and approach the PhD course. Similarly, this knowledge, Atmajnanam, requires certain maturity, certain qualification, and Karma Yoga he has prescribed as the means for that qualification called Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti or Jnana Yogyata. What is that Karma Yoga? Ishwararpana Buddhya Karma Kuru. While doing any type of transaction, offer it to the Lord with the idea that it is the worship of the Lord. And Prasada Buddhya Phala Svikaranam Kuru. While receiving the result of action, you are going to receive that result, but still while receiving, have that idea and attitude that it is coming from the Lord. This is called Karma Yoga Buddhi. Karma Yoga gives that maturity. This maturity is called relative freedom from strong likes and dislikes. How we know that I am matured or not? Bhagavan says, you will be relatively free from strong likes and dislikes. Because our life becomes hellish because of this one thing only, strong likes and dislikes. I don't like. From children onwards you can see. I don't like, I like, I don't like, I like. It can be, but it should not overpower our life. So that's why we call freedom from strong likes and dislikes. And the mind is available to discriminate what is right and wrong, what is temporary and permanent. And the mind is matured enough to give anything at any moment without any notice. What is the sign of maturity? I am ready to give anything to the Lord or to the nature or whatever situation demands from me, anything without grumbling. Because everything was given to me. Nothing I earned. This body was given to me, parents are given to me, society was given to me, all the panchabhutas are given to me, everything is given to me. It is an endowment. So endowment means you cannot be owner. You can use it, but you have to return back. And that call will come without even announcement. Bhagavan Yamadharma Raja will come, 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 come. then immediately a person will get some sort of physical problem, then ambulance will come, and along with the ambulance you also tell, I won't come, I won't come, I won't come. Yama Dharmaraja will tell, I will not leave, I will not leave, I will not leave. So the capacity to hand over the thing which I have received already, that's called Vairagyam. In that Vairagya, I cease to be a receiver, a beggar, I happen to be a giver. The meaning for Vairagyam is, I convert myself from the receiver to the giver. I am ready to give. In that way, all the day-to-day activities can be converted as Karma Yoga Sadhana. That's what Bhagavan enlisted lots of yajnas. Ahara yajna. Ahara yajna means what? Food. As even it falls in the plate, lavak you take, it is not yajna. Tell one mantra, then you take, it is called yajna. 2 minutes you wait. Understood? After distribution, at least up to the time mother serves, that time you wait. Then tell Lord's name, at least 2-3 names, then you eat. Eating becomes spiritual sadhana. Where you will get this benefit? In our religion, only eating becomes spiritual sadhana. And pranayama yajna. Pranayama yajna means what, you know? Breathing becomes spiritual practice. No religion says breathing is spiritual practice. But our religion says breathing also can be converted as spiritual practice. And vishaya bhoga yajna. Whatever nice ice cream, srimad, is that you are going, na? Before that, tell the Lord's name and see that whether it is not adharmic. Dharma aviruddha vishayas you can have according to your life position. If you are a brahmachari, he is allowed to have certain types of pleasures. And if he is a grihastha, he is allowed to have a certain type of pleasures like that. Having pleasures also can be converted as spiritual sadhanas. Yajna, then dama yajna, sense control, kshama yajna, mind control, daiva yajna, doing puja in our house or temple, dana yajna, giving charity also is an yajna, tapo yajna, 1 or 2 days fasting and 1 or 2 days not sleeping, prayers, spending entire night in prayers, all these are all tapas yajna. Then yoga yajna, swadhyaya yajna, study also is called yajna. So every transaction, mundane transaction in our life can be converted as spiritual practice. All these spiritual practices or religious practices which are in the form of action, these are all in the form of action. Action either by sharira, kayika, or by vachika, by oral, or by manasa. All are called karma yoga. So coming to temple is karma yoga only. Telling japa is karma yoga only. Doing upasana, meditation is karma yoga only. And ashtanga yoga. Ashtanga yoga means what? Yogasanas and other pranayama, other practice all come under karma yoga only. Karma yoga is the means for jnana yogyata, which qualifies you for jnana vichara. Having gained this maturity, having gained this yogyata, the seeker should approach a qualified teacher for gaining atma jnana. Bhagavan told, tadviddhi pranipadena pariprashnena sevaya upadeshyantite jnanam jnaninaha tattva darshinaha. One should approach a teacher like Arjuna approached Krishna. Similarly, one should approach the teacher in order to get that knowledge. While approaching, he should have 3 inner qualifications. What are they? Shraddha, Shraddha in Shastra, Guru Vakyam, and Tatparatvam, commitment, and Shamadamadhi, control, sense control and mind control. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparasayate indriyaha, like that Bhagavan told. Thus, there is only one path. What is that? Problem is ajnanam, solution is jnanam, and jnanam requires certain qualification, and karma yoga gives those qualifications. So karma yoga is the means for jnana yogyata, qualification. Jnana yoga, that is Vedanta vichara, is the means for atma jnanam. And Raja Yoga is already included in Karma Yoga itself. Because what is Raja Yoga? Raja Yoga means what? Ashtanga Marga. Patanjali's Ashtanga Marga is called Raja Yoga. What it is? Either it is in the form of physical action, or in the form of oral action, or in the form of mental action. Therefore, that also is included in Karma Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga, people have an understanding that Bhakti Yoga is different from Karma Yoga. The four path theory is there. You will come across so many books, four path theory. For intelligent people, Jnana Yoga. For emotional people, Bhakti Yoga, Bhajanamadi. For restless people, Raja Yoga. And Karma Yoga, like that, four path theory is there. But Shastra doesn't have all these things. Shastra says only one path. There may be stages, four stages, eight stages, 20 stages, 25 stages, whatever you will. But all of them can be classified either Kriya Rupam or Jnana Rupam. That Kriya Rupam is called all types of actions. So in Bhakti also, all types of Kriya Rupa Bhakti like Japa, Worship, Meditation, Bhajan, Temple Visit, Tirtha Kshetra, these are all Bhakti. So Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Pada Sevanam, like that, Navavida Bhakti, our Bhagavatam says. There are three, four items which are in the form of Kriya Rupam. Those things come under Karma Yoga and Vichara. Vichara means Vedanta Vichara or Adhyayana Rupa comes under Jnana Yoga. And finally, Atma Nivedanam, they call it. Last stage of Bhakti is Atma Nivedanam. In Bhakti scripture, they call it Atma Nivedanam. And it is nothing but Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. So now the question comes, if only there is two stages, that is Karma Yoga and the Jnana Yoga, so which one should come first? Bhagavan already told, Karma Yoga comes first because it prepares a person's mind and qualifies that person's mind towards Jnanam. Therefore, Karma Yoga comes first and Karma Yoga purifies our mind, qualifies our mind for Jnanam. Then comes Jnana Vichara, Sarvam Karma Akilam Partha, Jnane Parisamapyate. All spiritual practices end. Parisamapyate means end, one meaning. Another meaning, validity. All spiritual practices have validity only if they turn as towards the Lord, towards the freedom. In Vedanta, there is no difference between moksha and Bhagavan. Both are same. In other religion only, God is different. Attaining Him is called moksha. But in Vedanta, God is neither different from the attainer and attained moksha. So both are same like that. All the seekers, if they are interested, if they declare that I want something grand in my life, these all teachings are for what? Extraordinary madcaps only. All these teachings are for madcaps from the standpoint of the public. So extraordinary group only for this. General people who wants to tread the age-old path. Age-old path is what? Going towards artha and kama. Age-old path. Animals also do. Birds do. Aquatic creatures do. I also will do. Same thing. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitunam cha, samanya, metat, pashubir, naranam, buddhir, hitesham, adhiko, visheshaha, buddhir, vihina, pashubir, samana. If I find that I am not at all different from any other species in the world, I am allowed to follow my own way. But Bhagavan says, if you consider yourself as a different species, human being, then the sign of your humanity is gaining this knowledge. Thinking faculty is the sign of humanity. Up to that time, Shastra and the Bhagavan consider all human beings as madcaps. Humanity considers spiritual seekers as madcaps. Spiritual seekers consider entire humanity as madcaps. Whose judgment will win, we don't know. Only time will tell. Understood? Only time will tell. But spiritual seeker or Mahatma will never go to the world and surrender to the world. Worldly people come and surrender to the spiritual seekers. Understood? Because a spiritual seeker is a free person. He is a free man. He doesn't depend upon anyone. But the entire world is bound by two fetters called Kamini Kanchan. Two fetters called greediness and desire for sense pleasures. As long as these two fetters are there, unhappiness is the lot. That's why Bhagavan told, Anityam Asukam Lokam Imam Prapya. What is the definition for this loka? Asuka. Mobile company owner says, ప్లీజ్ డోంట్ పర్చేస్ మై మొబైల్. విల్ యూ పర్చేస్? ప్లీజ్ డోంట్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ మై మొబైల్. మొబైల్ కంపెనీ ఓనర్ సేస్, విల్ యూ ఒబే హిమ్ ఆర్ నాట్? విల్ ఒబే, కరెక్ట్? విల్ నాట్ డిసొబే. భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ది ఓనర్ ఫర్ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ కంపెనీ జగత్. హీ సేస్ డోంట్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ మై ప్రోడక్ట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అనిత్యం, ఇట్ ఈస్ అసుఖం. డోంట్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ మై ప్రోడక్ట్. వాట్ వీ సే, వి లాఫ్ అట్ హిమ్ అండ్ సే, భగవాన్ యూ డోంట్ నో అబౌట్ ఇట్. వీ నో దట్. హౌ మెనీ నైస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, హౌ మెనీ ఐస్ క్రీమ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, హౌ మెనీ గర్ల్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ బాయ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, హౌ మచ్ ఆనంద ఈస్ దేర్, యూ డోంట్ నో. భగవాన్ సేస్ మై ప్రోడక్ట్ ఈస్ ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ అన్హ్యాపీనెస్. ఈ సే భగవాన్ యూ డోంట్ నో. వీ నో, వీ విల్ మేనేజ్ విత్ ఇన్ దట్, వీ విల్ మేనేజ్. సో యాజ్ లాంగ్ అస్ వీ సే లైక్ దిస్, భగవాన్ ఆల్సో సేస్ ఎంజాయ్ ఇఫ్ పాసిబుల్ క్యారీ ఆన్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ అడ్వైసెస్ సాధన, దీస్ దాట్ క్లారిటీ ఆఫ్ థింకింగ్, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫర్ వాట్? సీరియస్ సీకర్స్, నాట్ ఫర్ టైం పాసింగ్ పీపుల్. బట్ టైం పాసింగ్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ సమ్ వ్యాలిడిటీ, సంథింగ్ గోస్ ఇన్ సైడ్ నా. సో ఇన్ నెక్స్ట్ జన్మ బెటర్ లక్ ఆఫ్టర్ 100 జన్మ ఇట్ విల్ వర్క్అవుట్ బికాస్ నాలెడ్జ్ గెయిన్డ్ ఈజ్ నెవర్ వేస్ట్. ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ గెయిన్డ్ ఈజ్ నెవర్ వేస్టెడ్ బికాస్ ఆల్ అవర్ సంస్కారాస్ ఆర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రీవియస్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ ఓన్లీ. వై పీపుల్ ఎంటైర్ హ్యుమానిటీ గోస్ ఫర్ మ్యారేజ్ లైఫ్? వై? బికాస్ ప్రీవియస్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది అనిమల్ బాడీ. ఏ లైక్ దిస్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఐ హావ్ టు గో బిహైండ్ ది గర్ల్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆర్ బాయ్ ఫ్రెండ్, దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్స్టింక్ట్. సేమ్ థింగ్ కంటిన్యూస్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ హ్యూమన్ బాడీ ఆల్సో. బట్ హ్యుమానిటీ, హ్యూమన్ మైండ్ హ్యాస్ దట్ కెపాసిటీ టు రెగ్యులేట్ ఇట్. నాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సిన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సిన్, బట్ అన్రెగ్యులేటెడ్ అన్ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ ఈజ్ సర్టన్లీ సిన్. సో యూ ఆర్గనైజ్ అవర్ ఓన్ ఇన్స్టింక్ట్స్, బేసిక్ ఇన్స్టింక్ట్స్ దే కాల్ ఇట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ విత్ ఆల్ స్పీషీస్, బట్ అదర్ స్పీషీస్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ కెపాసిటీ టు ఆర్గనైజ్ అండ్ కంట్రోల్. దే ఆర్ ఇన్స్టింక్ట్ బేస్డ్ లైఫ్ దే లీడ్, బట్ హ్యుమానిటీ కెనాట్ లీడ్ దట్. ద సేమ్ ఇన్స్టింక్ట్ క్యాన్ బి ఆర్గనైజ్, క్యాన్ బి మేడ్ యాజ్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ గృహస్థ ఆశ్రమ ధర్మ. యూ కెన్ బికమ్ పేరెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ చైల్డ్, ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ చైల్డ్, అండ్ యూ కెన్ గివ్ ది కల్చర్ శాస్త్ర. ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ దే డి నాట్ హ్యావ్ డిసైపుల్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ద బెస్ట్ వే టు హ్యావ్ డిసైపుల్? గెట్ ఓన్ చైల్డ్ అండ్ గివ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్. దట్స్ ఆల్. సంతాన ప్రాప్తి ఇస్ ఫర్ వాట్? జస్ట్ టు గెట్ ఓన్ చైల్డ్, గెట్ ఓన్ డిసైపుల్. సో భగవాన్ సేస్ కర్మయోగ విల్ లీడ్ టు యోగ్యత, అండ్ యోగ్యత విల్ లీడ్ టు జ్ఞానం. దెర్ ఇస్ నో చాయిస్ బిట్వీన్ ది మీన్స్ అండ్ ది ఎండ్. వన్ ఈజ్ మీన్స్, కర్మయోగ ఈజ్ ఎ మీన్స్ ఫార్ యోగ్యత, మెచ్యూరిటీ. అండ్ మెచ్యూరిటీ ఈజ్ ఎ మీన్స్ ఫార్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం. సో దెర్ ఇస్ నో చాయిస్ బిట్వీన్ మీన్స్ అండ్ ది ఎండ్. చాయిస్ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ ఆల్వేస్ బిట్వీన్ సిమిలర్ థింగ్స్. ఐ కెనాట్ ఆస్క్ షుడ్ ఐ వేర్ ప్యాంట్ ఆర్ షుడ్ ఐ వేర్ షర్ట్. సంబడి ఆస్క్ మమ్మీ షుడ్ ఐ వేర్ ప్యాంట్ ఆర్ షర్ట్, బోత్ నో చాయిస్. యూ కెన్ ఆస్క్ షుడ్ ఐ వేర్ దిస్ ఎల్లో కలర్ షర్ట్ ఆర్ బ్లూ కలర్ షర్ట్, కరెక్ట్? సో సిమిలర్ థింగ్స్ ఓన్లీ విల్ హ్యావ్ చాయిస్. యూ కెన్ హ్యావ్ చాయిస్ బిట్వీన్ టూ సాధనాస్ ఆర్ బిట్వీన్ టూ ఎండ్స్, బట్ నాట్ బిట్వీన్ మీన్స్ అండ్ ది ఎండ్స్. సో పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ నోషన్ దట్ యూ ఆల్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్, సో యూ గో బై జ్ఞాన యోగ, వీ ఆర్ నాట్ దట్ మచ్, సో వీ విల్ కమ్ బై కర్మయోగ. ఆల్ విల్ మీట్ దేర్ ఆన్ నేషనల్ హైవేస్, ఆన్ రౌండ్ టానా విల్ బి దేర్ ఆల్ విల్ మీట్. దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ వ్యాలిడేటెడ్ బై శాస్త్ర ప్రమాణం, అండర్స్టాండ్? Everybody has to go through karma yoga, perform their own duties and get maturity. If it is performed as the worship of the Lord, certainly maturity is inevitable. And after getting maturity, everybody should go for knowledge, because there is no other way of getting freedom. Traveling to any other loka, it doesn't guarantee freedom. After going to Vaikuntha loka also, or after going to heaven also, you will miss your ఐపీఎల్ క్రికెట్ మ్యాచ్ అల్లి ఇల్ల, ఆమెల కాఫీ ఇల్ల, ఏనిల్ల అల్లి ఇదెల్ల. వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ గెట్ హియర్, యూ డోంట్ గెట్ ఇన్ హెవెన్. అండ్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ గోయింగ్ దేర్ ఆల్సో దేర్ విల్ బి ఇంద్ర ఆర్ సమ్వన్ మోర్ పవర్ఫుల్ దెన్ యూ. ఎవ్రీ వన్ విల్ ఒబే హిమ్ అండ్ దే వోంట్ ఒబే యూ. సో యూ విల్ గెట్ సేమ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇన్ వరల్డ్ ఆల్సో. వాట్ యువర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్? మై సన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఒబేయింగ్ స్వామి, మై వైఫ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఒబేయింగ్ స్వామి, లైక్ దట్ సేమ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ దేర్ ఆల్సో విల్ బి దేర్. అండ్ యూ గో టు వైకుంఠ ఆల్సో, శాస్త్రం సేస్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ మై ఇమాజినేషన్. In Vaikuntha also, you can manage to do politics. You can manage to have jealous. You can manage to have sorrow. So there is no possibility of freedom from emotional dependencies, because of which entire life is a sorrowful affair. In between, some flash comes. That time we open our mouth, one drop of honey pours, then immediately one rat pulls us or tiger is waiting to. There is a story in Bhagavatam. A fellow was running, being afraid of a tiger. A fellow ran. Suddenly, he happened to fall into the dungeon well. No water. While falling, he held on a creeper. Below, something is there, another beast. Above, our tiger is waiting. And this fellow was hanging with a creeper. So that moment, because of the shaking of the creeper, there was one honey bee that got disturbed. Honey was flowing one by one, drop. That rat started eating that creeper. What is the condition of the individual? That moment, forgetting everything, he puts out his tongue and takes that drop. That is called human life. Previous also danger. Future also danger. We don't know what it is. And rats like the people are simply eating our vitality. Within that situation, some sort of honey comes in the form of some sensual pleasures. Then we say, ahaha, world is beautiful. That is what our idea. So we have to think little bit. Not that we should be afraid of this world, but by thinking we will be free from all fear. Not only we will be free from emotional dependencies, we will be free from all fears. After thinking also we will eat. After thinking also we will live with family members only. Where we will go? We cannot jump from the world. We cannot jump from the family. Bhagavan or Shastram says, please think. And have the clarity. And transact with the same person in another attitude. With another attitude transact, entire world becomes Nandavanam. Like Acharya Swamiji used to say, if you know swimming, swimming pool will be what? Playground. If you don't know swimming, it will be a graveyard. Shastra doesn't say don't marry, don't go for wealth. Have kingdoms. Our rajas, all rajas, big rajas who had this knowledge, they are emperors. Janaka, Ashwapati, all are emperors. But they did not say we don't have time. Now people say we don't have time. Are emperor says I have time, you fellows say you don't have time. So that means what? Enough thinking is not given in this direction and simply carried away by advertisements from second year onwards or third year onwards. One advertisement board, nowadays they have put advertisement for even LKG, UKG also, you know. LKG, UKG schools, they are putting advertisements. So advertisement, carried away. Advertisement means what? Either it is media or by local people. We never question their advertisement. Oh, without money, your life will not be happy. People say, from childhood onwards, parents say, oh, without money, your life will not be happy. Without education, you will not get any respect. As though all educated people get respect, all the uneducated don't get respect. An illiterate Anna Hazare still gets respect. He is not only illiterate, he doesn't have money also. Still he gets respect. But simply we are carried away. And for that degree makes a person heartless. A crook. All his patriotism goes away by that degree. He becomes selfish by that degree. For that degree, I have to study. 20 years I have to study. By studying, after getting the degree, IAS, IPS, what I do? I join in a government service and squander the country which made me to get this qualification. So what is the use of study? What is the use of that? So Shastra says, please think. Human mind is for thinking, not for simply carried away. Money is necessary. People are necessary. We have to live with them. Without money, even monks cannot live. If he is not earning, somebody has to earn for the sake of monk. But that is not the purpose of life. Sense pressures nobody can avoid. Eating is one type of sense pressure that nobody can avoid. But still, that is not the purpose. So humanity should think, and you can choose any type of lifestyle, either monk lifestyle or householder lifestyle. Both lifestyle have validity. Each one is great in their own place. Swami Vivekananda used to say, each one is great, provided both have the clarity and direction towards the life. If monk doesn't have that clarity that my monk life is for the sake of gaining this knowledge, if he is interested in selling Japamala, there are so many monks, if you go to Uttarakhand, they will sell Japamala, they have shops. We don't call them sadhus because color, that monk dress gives a idea that he is also monk. Criterion for monkhood is what? A person who has clarity and direction for his life and who is relatively free from all types of roles. So that is called Nivritti Marga Nishtha, it is called exclusively designed for thinking. Because somebody feeds him, he doesn't have any transaction or relationship, no wife, therefore no transaction, no children, therefore no responsibility. All the time, quality time, whatever is available should be used for this. And another lifestyle is there, Pravritti Marga Nishtha, they call it householder lifestyle, exclusively designed for getting maturity. Without maturity, monk life is not possible at all. Without some relative maturity, jnana yogyata they call it, without that maturity, monk life is not possible. If anyone takes monk life without maturity, he will be a mithyachari. Bhagavan will tell, he will be a mithyachari. Externally, you will have a dress code, and internally, you will be a pakka samsari with all types of worldly desires and agendas. Bhagavan says, whatever lifestyle suits you, whatever lifestyle you are prepared for mentally, go for it. Not that one is superior than another, but you should have this direction. What is that direction? I will perform my duty, and by performing my duty, I will get maturity, and this maturity is very, very important in gaining knowledge about my real nature. And in gaining that knowledge only, my human life gets fulfilled. At least direction, this idea, this conviction. After deciding that, you do your own things. After fixing what is the direction, you go here and there, like people who go to long journey, what they do? They have fixed the direction. Means also, whether car or train is fixed. We don't travel directly without stopping. We stop here and there, correct? We go to hotel, eat, we make fun also. Not that we are very serious about our traveling. Similarly, Bhagavan says, fix the direction, then start traveling. In between, if you are in a necessity of getting relaxation, relax also. But direction should be very, very clear. Pravritti Marga Nishtha and Nivritti Marga Nishtha, both are for Atma Jnanam or for Yogyata. Both can have knowledge. Both have their own respective duties. In both lifestyle, duties are there. Both should qualify themselves for Jnana Yoga. And if a person is a Vairagi, matured one, he can directly go to Sannyasa lifestyle without going to Grihastha Ashrama. Shortcut. But all are not for shortcut. So what is the way? Study in Brahmacharya Ashrama. Get married, get lot of beatings, get wrinkles in your skin, and get grey hair, like that only. Vanaprastha Ashrama, then sannyasa. Or, if you are afraid of taking sannyasa, there itself you can stay as kutichaka sannyasi, they call. One corner of the house you stay. One corner of the house you can stay, but chavi you should not keep, you should give it to your daughter-in-law or son-in-law. Key and bank account and other thing, it couldn't have corner lay then nanu kutichaka sannyasi enakagal. So mentally you have given up the responsibility, they will take care of you. You need what? Food and shelter, they are giving. That also lifestyle is there in Shastra. Kutichaka sannyasa they call it. But those who are not interested in all these things, they are exempted. Yad ahareva vrajet, tad ahareva pravrajet. Shastra has given license. Once you feel that these are all not necessary for you, that you have gone through already in previous janma. How I know that I have gone through already in previous janma? Because I will not have inclinations towards all those things. So naturally the person can go for sannyasa, ashrama directly. But Bhagavan Krishna says it is very risky. You don't decide. Your guru has to decide. If you have a guru, if you have a spiritual guide, then he will observe your inclination, then he may tell. Otherwise, your fancy whims and fancy cannot be the criteria for taking the sannyasa life. But whether you take sannyasa life or grihastashrama life, married life, both should try for yogyata, maturity and knowledge. This much of clarity also, so much of teachings are given. It is clear. What is clear? Problem is ajnanam, ignorance about myself. Solution is knowledge about myself. That knowledge is in the form of that I am infinite consciousness. And to get this knowledge, a person requires certain maturity. To get that maturity, he has to go through the life situation as the prayer. This much only, correct? And he can go through the life situation either staying as a monk or as a householder. So no confusion. But Arjuna gets confusion. In spite of this much of clear teaching, Arjuna managed to get doubt. And one Acharya says, commentator says, it is our Punya Prarabdham. Punya Prarabdham of the future generation has influenced Arjuna. So we want more clarity, na? So Arjuna, doubt is, Atma Ajnanam is the cause, he understands. Gaining Atma Jnanam is the only solution, that also he understands. And gaining Atma Jnanam requires Vairagya and qualification, that also he accepts. Now his question is, to get Vairagyam, sannyasa lifestyle is the better lifestyle. Nobody is there. Vairagya means what? Detachment. Freedom from attachment. Sannyasi cannot have any option to have attachment at all because nobody is there. So instead of Bhagavan asking me to take sannyas and give up all attachments, now he is asking me yogam achishta. Sannyasa ashrama is exclusively designed for atma vichara, conducive to practice atma vichara, because there is no social role at all. Social role is there means only tadatmyam will come. If a person has a wife, then only the idea called my wife will come. Correct? A person who doesn't marry cannot say anyone has my wife. This my wife is a tadatmyam attachment only when he marries. If a person has one plot or land, then only he'll tell my land he'll tell. If he doesn't have land at all, say somebody asks, a sadhu, where you live? I live everywhere, sir. That means what? All houses are my houses, sir. Suppose he says, what? No house. A person who doesn't have a house only can say, all houses are my house. A person who doesn't have cooking facility can say, every house cooks for me only, sir. Because they are all waiting. When I will go and ask for Bhagavati Bhikshan Dehi. Correct? So the tadatmyam is possible only when I have transaction. In the absence of transaction, there is no possibility of attachment also. And detachment is a prerequisite for knowledge, and sannyasa ashrama helps for that renunciation. Then instead of asking me to take sannyasa, Bhagavan says, uttishta yogam achishta. He told get up. Last word of the last chapter is get up. Get up for what? Not to run away. Yogam achishta. So grihastha ashrama has lots of roles, and every role increases attachment also, and there is lot of chances to get strong likes and dislikes. Instead of asking me to take sannyas, why Bhagavan is asking me to stay in the grihastha ashrama itself? Yoga sannyasta karmanam na nibadnanti, he told. One who has renounced all the actions by knowledge, he is not bound by karma. And also he said, tasman uttishta yoga matishta, he says. So what type of tasmad is it? Tasmad means what? Therefore. So he is not able to understand that therefore word. If atmajnanam is the goal, why should he do karma yoga at all? Why should I stay in grihastha ashrama at all? Why not I go to sannyasa ashrama and qualify myself and gain knowledge and moksha? Why? If you have heard entire lecture, you'll get answer. Why Bhagavan doesn't allow Arjuna to take sannyasa? Because according to Bhagavan, Arjuna is not at all fit for that level also. Because sannyasa ashrama also requires certain maturity. Correct? Everybody can become father and mother, wife and husband. But everybody cannot become sannyasi. You have to just live 25 years. That's all. You can become husband or wife. 18 years if you become, you have the capacity to vote also. Then as even mustache comes, you become husband and wife. Nothing need to do. Sannyasa is not like that. Sannyasi should have certain basic understandings and maturity. Arjuna, you don't have that. Bhagavan out of decency was not telling. Indirectly telling, hey, ide maado, ide maado nu helutare. Yake? Why I should do this only? Suppose you tell your child, hey, do this homework, hey, do this portion, this lesson you do. Means what? Mother knows that fellow is not able to cross that barrier, cross that lessons. Learning is not yet over. Unless you go for that learning, next lesson is not possible. Therefore, out of love and decency, mother says, then child wants, why, I will do this next lesson. No, it is not possible. But as far as Arjuna is concerned, he thought that he is qualified for that because his mind is already towards sannyasa ashrama. He knew what is grihastha ashrama, correct? Already married so many wives and earned lot of money. Last money was brought by this man, who Arjuna, last by his elder brother. See the condition? And he was a witness for losing. So all the problems he went through, even though he was not at all involved in those things. So he thought, I am bored up. Now Bhagavan has told, jnanam is the goal of life. Now I have to kill my grandfather and teacher. This is the one chance. So whenever we don't get nice things in our house, then what do we do? I will take sannyas. In olden days they used to say. Now nobody says that also. In olden days, if you don't get coffee, they will say, I will take sannyas. One day that old mother told, all right, you take. I will decide a date, he told them. So whenever problem comes, immediately philosophical questions comes. What is life? Why Bhagavan has created this world? Bhagavan has created the world very long before. This fellow asks now question. As long as girlfriend or boyfriend is okay, this question did not come. Suddenly he or she says, no, I am not for you. Immediately, oh, what life it is. Why they have created. Like that you come to ashram and ask. Same condition our Arjuna's mind, escapist mind. With escapist mind, sannyasa life is not possible. With maturity, sannyasa is possible. But with escapist mind, sannyasa is not possible. But because of prejudice towards sannyasa ashrama, his hearing was partial hearing. Whenever Bhagavan talked about sannyasa, he heard very carefully. He understood it. Whenever Bhagavan talked about karma yoga and other spiritual practices, a casual hearing. In hearing itself, varieties of hearing is there. Our Acharya Swamiji used to say, casual hearing. Just, time pass. Like theatre and other places you go, na? People come and sit in the Vedanta class. So nothing will enter, only stories and jokes they remember. That's called casual hearing. Another hearing is there, judgmental hearing. After the class, they will tell to the Swami or the speaker, Channaga Matadidare Neevu. You talked very nice. How can you say? You are hearing because you don't know, therefore you have come and sit and hearing it. So judgmental hearing, whether the Swami is talking nicely or not, that is called judgmental hearing. Then third type of hearing is partial, sentimental or fanatical hearing. You have certain prejudices, you have certain ideas, and you want confirmation for that ideas. So you go to a Swami, should I marry or not, should I take sannyasa or not, should I marry or not. If you ask this question, any Swami will tell, marry, please marry. So you will tell, Appa Swami Jai help to now marriage model. Because a person whose inclinations are towards the sannyasa will never ask this question, should I marry or not, because you know he should not marry. As long as the person asks, should I marry or not, he is towards this side, so always sadhus will tell, please marry. These are all practical examples. Parents come and tell to me, Swamiji, my son says that you only asked him to marry, therefore he married. Then I heard all the story, when he came, what he told. Then I told, this is our general method. Anybody asks, same answer only we will give. Marry, please marry only. There is not special advice for him. So he says, because Swamiji told, I married. And that marriage broke also. What to do? real experience I am telling. Then I thought, I should not answer this question here. Okay. Go and ask other sadhus, I have to tell. So like that, partial hearing. And these people have prejudices in their mind. Actual hearing is what? Hearing for the sake of learning. I don't know what convictions are right or wrong. So many convictions, so many understandings I have picked from the society, in the form of my parents, in the form of teachers, in the form of media, in the form of society. So many things I have picked from the childhood. I have to verify whether it stands the scrutiny. Scrutiny done by good, noble people. Scrutiny according to the scripture, whether it stands. Whether it stands scrutiny of my thinking capacity. For that reason, I go for Shastra. Then with all open mind, I hear everything without being judgmental, without being sentimental also. But Arjuna was a selective listener, partial listener. Therefore, Arjuna had this question and he comes with a question because of which Gita continues. Actually, Gita is over. Gita is over. But again, Arjuna comes with the same question which he asked third chapter beginning. Second chapter itself, Gita over. So third chapter he asked question. So two chapters we continued. Now again fifth chapter he says, Sanyasam karmanam krishna punar yogam cha shamsati yashreya etayorekam tanme bruhi sunishchitam. He says, O Lord, you have glorified sannyasa and you have glorified grihastha ashrama also. I am now confused which one I should follow, you please tell. Details of it will be in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.